A word for you from Mark chapter 10, verse 38. Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" If we continue further, they were adamant in their answer by saying, "We are able." And Jesus, in his amazing, humble way, says to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized." You see, the context of this is that James and John were asking a childish question. In fact, you could say they were demanding to sit on the thrones next to him, one at his right and one at his left. And you can see for yourself what a stupid question it was. The other disciples were indignant when they heard about it, not so much because James and John were asking a bad question, but because they got there first, because the other 10 also wanted position. In fact, it was their main topic of conversation, even on the road to Jerusalem where Jesus was to die. Because just before the question, the Lord Jesus said very plainly what is going to happen to him in Jerusalem, how he'll be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes and condemn him to death, deliver him to the Gentiles to die, etc. And then after 3 days he will rise. But we've spoken about that, the theme being out of touch with the Lord. Here though, the cup and the baptism. Well, the cup that the Lord is speaking about is specifically the cup of our sins. Now, although Jesus said to them that you will drink of that cup, the Lord himself and only he could drink of the cup of our sins. And it is a theme running through the Bible. And you can examine it for yourself. That cup and the baptism both also refer to his suffering. And so when the Lord spoke about this theme, and he said that, yes, you will drink this cup too, and the baptism, it was only after they could experience his salvation and Pentecost, the power of the resurrection, only then, when the Lord had worked in their lives, were they able to accomplish this amazing martyrdom. James, indeed, was to be the very first martyr out of the 12. John was to be the last one on the Isle of Patmos. Are you drinking the cup of Jesus as well, and his baptism united with him in his suffering?